At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Joining us right now, this guy is a staple with the New York Giants. New York Giants, an NFL beat writer for North Jersey and USA Today. It's Art Stapleton on the Fan.
KM and the PM, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, we have crossed over, KM, in the AM to the PM. Thanks for joining us, Art. I already used one of your tweets because I saw this earlier, and I know you're so good at this stuff, where you talk about, I think there's a good chance Jackson Dart starts tonight's preseason finale for the Giants. If so, will his next start come before, after, or on the night when the Giants and the Patriots actually play for real in Foxborough on December 1st? So you're putting out there December 1st. That's far from now. But you don't expect him to get the first start. He's not starting week one. Anybody talking about Jackson Dart starting week one, that's not even on the table.
Yeah, you know, if you're talking about Jackson Dart playing in week one, either you just want to be, you know, counter to whatever the Giants have been saying internally for months, or you're just trying to stir it up. You know, because the reality is that they've been talking about since Jackson Dart was drafted that Russell Wilson was the week one starter. And, you know, maybe things would have been altered in terms of plans, not because of Jackson, but because of the way Russ maybe looked. You know, if he looked as washed as people said he was going to, and I certainly was convinced that there wasn't much left with Russell Wilson, then maybe the Giants would be doing things differently. But he's shown us nothing to expect someone else other than Russell Wilson to be QB1 in week one. Now, anything that goes beyond that will likely be dictated by what happens on the field and what the big picture looks like. But until then, this may be your last chance to see Jackson Dart tonight, at least for a little while anyway. There is uncertainty as to when we're going to see him next.
Yeah, I think I love this kid's game. I think that he's shown us so much that, like, I hope tonight that he doesn't do anything to give any, you know, haters anything to say or any negativity. I loved how they threw him into the game just for a play to kind of, you know, see how he would respond. I love how they have some screens set up for him because, you know, as a quarterback, just being able to dump off those screens, get the completion and the yardage, get the offense going is great. I love how they're giving him plays with really just one read, get the ball out quick. Like, I really feel like the marriage of him and Dable specifically is the right one. And when you go back to the pre-draft process and all the talk about who they would get and how they would get, I think the Giants just absolutely hit on how they traded back in to get this kid and how they have brought him along. And I think it would just go against everything that they did to rush him in. Now, here's something that I've been putting out there. how valuable is it for a rookie to just see the process of game day? How valuable is it for a rookie to just see the process of going on the road? And this year, the Giants start off going to see the Commanders and then going to see the Dallas Cowboys. And those are two teams that he's going to see as long as he plays for the Giants. So can you speak to just like the little things about, like, you know, going through an NFL game day warm up and then even after the game, him watching game film with Russ, with Jameis Winston, you know, with Kafka, with Dave. I'm like, do not rush this kid. There's still more to go in his development.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I mean, I think the game day stuff is 100%. I mean, what happens on game day, and that's one of the reasons why I think they're going to give him the start tonight, is because you want it to me, and again, I've been working the phones, working the text, trying to get that information. So if I knew for sure that he was starting tonight, I would have told it to my audience and yours already. But to me, the idea is you wanted to make that decision last night. If I was Brian Daboll, I'd say, Jackson, you're starting tomorrow. Let's treat this like an actual game day. What are we going to do? What are you going to do the night before? What are you going to do when you wake up this morning? The reality is it's an 8 o'clock game tonight, so you have a long day before you play. What's your prep like? And that, to me, is a great simulation for Jackson Dart if and when, you know, he takes over as QB1. But like you said, there are so many things to work through. Case in point, last week we were getting ready for Giants-Jets at MetLife, and Jackson Dart was smart enough to arrive with Jameis Winston and Tommy DeVito. Now, Tommy DeVito was the only one. When the players arrive, when they're rookies, they hadn't been in MetLife to go to the Giants' locker room. The Giants' locker room during the week is at Quest, which is across the parking lot. So some rookies showed up, like Marcus Bowe, the offensive lineman, showed up. He's kind of walking around. He looked at me in the hallway and said, am I going the right way? Like, these guys didn't know how to get to the Giants locker room. Jackson Dart was smart enough to go with his buddy Tommy DeVito, and the same could be said for Jameis Winston. They all show up together. Everybody's like, why did they show up together? Well, one of the reasons they showed up together is because Jackson Dart was smart enough to say, you know what, I'm not getting lost on the way to the locker room. I'm following guys who know where they're going. So I do think that there is an element of Jackson Dart learning from the guys around him. It's been a couple months, so I understand the eagerness to see him on the field, and like you said, that's because we've seen everything good. If he comes out tonight and throws a couple picks against the backups of the Patriots, all of a sudden maybe people will look differently and say, you know what, maybe we need to pump the brakes a little bit on Jackson Dart. I don't think that's going to happen, but there is that real or imagined and what's in between for Jackson Dart and the Giants.
I sat in the same studio with Chris McMonagle, big Giants fan, and we did the January 1st show filling in for Evan and Tiki. And the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl was on between Texas and Arizona State, and I could not stop. Like, I was locked in. I was doing the radio show, but I'm watching. Like, I'm checking how many tight ends they have, like what type of formations they're running with Cam Scataboo, because I'm like, this guy is the focal point of their offense. They use him in so many ways. I'm like, I'm saying to Chris, I'm like, are you not watching this kid? I'm like, somebody's going to draft this kid. He's going to be the steal of the draft, not Ashton Jeanty, not Hampton coming out of UNC. I'm like, this kid. And of course, it's the Giants. Now, he's been away from practice with the hamstring injury, but I know he came back the other day with Andrew Thomas. Will we see him tonight in this game at all? Because he's a guy that I think is going to be a fan favorite. I literally see him running a guy over and then just getting MetLife hyped up where the crowd gets loud as he breaks out for a 40, 50-yard run.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the 40 or 50-yard run, but yeah, trying to run guys over. I mean, he's a guy growing up, I'm sure you've heard the legend at this point, where he put on his older brother's shoulder pads and ran into telephone poles to just show how tough he was. Yeah, you know what? My gut, again, same thing with Jackson Dart. Like, I think Cam Scataboo does play tonight. I think there is reason to want to get him in a game. He's missed the first two preseason games. You want to get him in a game because you want him to be a part of the game day experience. And yes, he played a ton of games in college, but the NFL is a little different. And I think, you know, Brian Daboll said all summer is the idea is that if these guys are healthy enough to practice, I'm going to have no fear about playing them in a game. And the reality is that on Tuesday, Cam Scadaboo was his first time back on the field, but he spent about 2+ weeks with the training staff trying to get his soft tissue thing under control. And I think by looking at him on Tuesday, my gut tells me you're going to see Scadaboo tonight. You're going to see that number 44 out there on offense, maybe even with Jackson Dart. And if it's first series, I think you want to give Scadaboo an opportunity, especially a guy who revs up his emotions so much. And, you know, I talked to him last time we talked was the first day of pads this summer. And, you know, he was just so drained because he put everything out on the field. Like, I think there's a learning curve too, Keith, to make sure that he doesn't spill it all out there in the first or second series of the game. And now all of a sudden you're down in Washington and you have a package for him and his emotions are just all over the place. So I do think we're going to see Scadaboo tonight. I don't know if you're going to see, you know, 5-6 touches from him, but I think he'll be on the field playing, at least that's my gut, because like Dable said the other day, and he said all summer, if guys are healthy, I'm going to have no fear in playing them because we want to make sure that they have what they need before the regular season.
Yeah, I see him as, you know, later in the season, fourth quarter back, when the defense is tired, and you have other backs. You have Tracy, you have Turbo, you have Singletary. Like, I see him as a guy that's like, nobody wants to tackle this guy in the fourth quarter when you need 2-3 yards, and you keep him bottled up, and you just unleash him at the end of the game for short yardage or whatever it may be. And you make sure that you take care of that hamstring. No need to force him back. That segues us into week one. We don't expect to see Andrew Thomas back for week one, right? He's back in practice, but, you know, we're so close now. He's not going to be able to start that first game.
I'd pump the brakes on that right now. Because you're not dealing with a player who's not played in this.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
League. Obviously, you're dealing with somebody who had a serious injury at the beginning of last season and had surgery and has recovered, but I don't think they would be worried about putting Andrew Thomas out there in week one, because let's be honest, Keith, now that he hasn't played in the preseason, he's not going to get those live reps. You're going to have to be able to simulate that in practice away from another team. So you're going to have to figure out things to do in order to be able to get him ready to play in the season. So whether it's week one, week two, week three, you're facing the same hill to climb, so to speak, as a game day situation. So I know everybody's kind of parsing Andrew's words and his tone from the other day, saying he's taking it day by day and, you know, he hasn't put a timetable on anything yet. The reality is that Andrew Thomas is their best left tackle. He's their best offensive lineman when healthy. We know that, you know, description has to be tagged to it. I wouldn't say that he's not going to be available for week one just yet. I'm not ready to declare him out of the mix, because if he comes back, I think the biggest thing, like he said the other day, is when he starts putting a workload on his foot, that's when you'll know for sure. And I think that's really what he's used the entire training camp for. They've built him up with the training staff. They've done a lot of things to simulate the kind of pressure that he would be putting himself under. And then they had to see how he reacted. And he said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, if you go back 3 weeks and I tell you how much progress I've made in this 3 week span, you wouldn't believe it. So he said, I'm confident in where I'm at right now. Now we have to see where we're at. So if I'm a Giants fan or somebody watching this team, I'm not looking at it going, you know what, it's going to be either James Hudson or Marcus Bowe, the rookie at left tackle, or we're moving Illuminor to left tackle. I wouldn't go there yet. I think Andrew Thomas still has a chance to be there week one in Landover.
Good. I know you responded to my tweet when I was talking about Evan Neal. I'm like, okay, the number 7 overall pick, is this the year that like he switches to guard and becomes this? Does he beat out Greg Van Roten and you know, Greg Van Roten being 35 years old? I mean, as you get up there in age on the football field, you're one play away from being out for a while. Let's talk more about the interior part of the offensive line and John Michael Schmitz as well. He's sure. The center. And he's got to take a step forward in his development this year. What do you expect to see as this Giants unit up front tries to stay cohesive, tries to stay together? And that is a key for Russell Wilson and that offense to keep Russell Wilson off the ground.
Yeah, no doubt. And you nailed JMS, John Michael Schmitz. You know, this is the year that he's got to develop and prove that he can be an anchor on that line. He's had issues, injury issues, where he gets banged up, then he's not 100%. I think he hurt his neck 2 years ago on the Giants version of the tush push. I mean, just little things have really plagued JMS, and he hasn't. I remember talking to Sean O'Hara when he was drafted, and Sean said about JMS the idea that, you know, he's got to get more physical. You know, he was more of a finesse player coming out of college. Now, finesse not using the term to be, you know, a label of soft, but just the idea of when you face the physicality of the NFL, it's a different situation. And now centers in O'Hara's day are facing, they faced completely different ideas and body types of what defensive tackles are now. Now you're JMS, you're going up against a guy like Dexter Lawrence. You know, you know what you have to do, and you have a lot of strength that you need to gain and be able to anchor down on that line. So JMS is definitely a key. He got off to a little shaky start in the first week of camp. Everybody was panicking. We haven't heard about JMS all summer after that. And part of the reason is because he's been pretty solid. Now, it doesn't matter until week one. Get out there and see what happens when the Commanders start challenging you. You mentioned Neal. You asked if he was starting week one, and that's when I responded to you, no. Because I think all the things you've said about Greg Van Roten are correct. But I think the Giants were calculated this training camp, and they looked at it and said they're not going to put undue stress on Van Roten. We know his age. He came in a week late last year in training camp, ended up, Keith, I don't know if you realize this, and I don't even know if many Giants fans realize it, because all we do is look at the age. GVR played every snap last season
right. For
the Giants.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a veteran who you want to look at his age, and you're 100% right. You start getting issues with your body at that age, it's really hard to recover. But you're talking about a guy who was very durable last year. I think that, you know, in their minds, they get Evan Neal ready if he needs to play, if they have to make changes on the interior. But starting off the season, I think there's a lot of trust, too, with the offensive line. You mentioned the unit before, the unit of five. And sometimes you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if your weakest link is a guy who is a, you know, umpteenth year veteran in the league who played every snap last year and is willing to step up and talk as a leader for this line with Andrew Thomas being out, I think that says a lot. So it's going to be hard for them to take GVR out of the lineup before his performance dips to the point where, okay, now we've got to put in somebody else. So, the offensive line is a key, and it's a big key, and they feel like they've done well this summer. But, again, it doesn't matter until rubber meets the road what they do in week one and week two and week three against Kansas City at home and so on and so forth. Until then, it's all speculation about the offensive line.
We're on the phone right now with Art Stapleton, New York Giants beat reporter for North Jersey in the U.S. today. We all know that the Giants have this fancy race car in Malik Nabers. Well, I don't need to see him. I know what he is. We know what he can do. I think, you know, if he's got a toe injury or this, that, and the other, that's fine. Keep him wrapped up. But we have been able to see another fancy car that they were able to draft this year in Abdul Carter. And everybody's looking at this kid and saying, yep, number three overall pick as advertised. I know I saw him at Penn State, and I didn't think the Giants were going to get him, you know, years ago at Penn State. But I'm like, this guy is the next in line from the Chop Robinsons, the Micah Parsons. Let's talk about that defensive line. Everybody's just locking it up as this is going to be the strength of the team, one of the best defensive lines in the NFL with Brian Burns, with Dexter Lawrence, and Kayvon, who I think has had a pretty decent camp. What are you expecting to see out of that pass rush?
He is, and I think, you know, Kayvon is definitely one of those unsung guys. And I'll give you another one up front, and you're familiar with him, obviously, from Dallas.
Chauncey Golston.
Yep. Was a starter for the Cowboys, played very well last year, was an underrated player, hit the market. The Giants gave him $6 million a year, and this was before they thought they would have a chance at Abdul Carter in the draft. So, you know, Golston is the fourth edge guy with Dexter, with Roy Robertson Harris, and then they haven't even seen the best out of Darius Alexander, who's the third round defensive tackle they took out of Toledo. So, yeah, I mean, look, everybody wants to talk about the pass rush, and it's legit. It's real. The Jets saw it in joint practices. You know, Justin Fields didn't have any time, and the Jets have a pretty damn good offensive line, I think, all things considered. You know, it's going to come down to if teams come out and they really want to change their mentality and run the football at the Giants. Can the Giants get teams in second and long, third and long, so they can unleash their pass rush? I mean, that will ultimately, it's always the case, Keith. I mean, everybody makes it seem like it's, oh, this is something new of stopping the run. Yeah, the Giants have had a hard time stopping the run the last couple of years. But I look at this schedule, how many teams in the NFL actually look at the game other than the Philadelphia Eagles? Who goes into games saying we're going to run the football down their throat? I mean, nobody does anymore. Washington's not. In fact, Washington's looking to trade the guy who ran for $150 against the Giants last year. Brian Robinson Jr. is already on the trade block. Now, granted, they may have a rookie in Crosby Merritt who they like a lot, but they're not going to come out and give him 30 carries against the Giants. And then the Cowboys, we all know what the Cowboys have done in their rushing attack. They've basically completely gone away from that. It's going to be the Dak and CD show. So as much as we'd all like to say their run defense has to be better, and it does, there are teams who are going to come out here and want to throw the ball 25, 30 times a game against the Giants. And if you're going to do that, you better be short passes, better be quick passes, and get that ball out, because this offense, this defensive front is going to be outstanding. And the other one is Brian Burns. You know, we mentioned Kayvon. He's obviously, you know, they picked up his option, but he doesn't have an extension on the table yet. We talk about Abdul Carter. Brian Burns has been unbelievable this summer. Now, he was good last year. I think he had one of the top five pass rush win rates in the league, but nobody wants to see that because they just want to tell you, what are your sacks? Tell me how many sacks you get. But they paid Burns a lot last year. They gave him $30 million. They traded with him with Carolina. They expect big things from Brian Burns, and I think by the end of this year, you see all these rankings of top 10 pass rushers in the league. I mean, it's conceivable that from an edge perspective, the Giants could have three of the top 15 edge rushers in the league next year, and that's probably conservatively saying with Burns and Kayvon and then obviously Abdul Carter. So a lot to like with this Giants pass rush and where it's at. So it's real. I mentioned the whole real versus imagined with Jackson Dart. It's real with this pass rush right now. I think we know that. Now it's just a matter of being able to unleash it on game day.
Yeah, the best Giants teams have always had those monsters in the trenches up front. Art, you're the man. Thanks for joining us today. I'm looking forward to this game tonight.
All right, Keith. Yeah, me too. And hopefully the Yankees can win another one.
Yeah, keep it rolling. Keep the win streak rolling for sure.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.